Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, that's right. We're back. Podcast number 105.
That's right.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
We got a bunch to talk about this week.
Yeah, maybe this will run long.
The rumor mill is a-churning.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like quiet, and then it just picks right up again.
Yeah.
First and foremost, let's just get into it. No screwing around this time.
Okay, let's just get into
it. Bam, in your face. How's 500 freaking horsepower sound?
Rumor?
Yeah, but it sounds whip-ass, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it sure does.
Think it'll happen?
Let's see. Corvette.
Who cares what you think?
500 horsepower, Z06, Camaro. I don't know.
Well,
maybe.
Well, you know, then who cares what you think? Because everybody else thinks that it's going to happen.
Okay.
But, seriously, yeah. I think the trickle-down theory is going to come into play. Because the big dog Corvette is supposed to be...
The ZR1?
Well, the Sting one, the SS...
The alleged Blue Devil.
SS, the Blue SS Sting one. Whatever else it might be called,
yeah,
is supposed to have like
650,
657, just crazy horsepower. So, you know, the Camaro always followed suit, you know. It was always just a few steps behind. So, if, like, say the Blue Devil, whatever it winds up being called, is like 700 horsepower, and maybe the Z06 is going to be 550.
Okay.
That, who's to say that a Camaro couldn't be like 495? Like, the top level... You know, Z28 SS ZL1 RS.
Oh.
Or whatever it's going to be called. Let's not even get into that to start people fighting. I think just the mere mentioning people start fist fighting in the streets.
All you got
to
do is mention Top Dog.
Top Dog. Top Dog. Or Top Dog. D-A-W-G.
Yeah.
Because this is America and we don't know how to spell shit.
Good way to put it.
I don't know. I can see a top level Camaro being 500 horsepower or give or take a few.
I'd be extremely happy with a 500 horsepower Camaro.
Yeah. But
I'm not expecting it. It would be nice if it happens.
Certainly not the first year.
Right.
I don't think so.
I was thinking around 425, 450.
Like base or top level?
Base.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember back in 93 when 275 horsepower was...
Top Dog?
Top Dog. I mean, that was like a big deal then, too. That was like, you know, well, then the Corvette was 300, 305, 310.
Something like that.
Yeah. Sick. Just sick. Now 400. Well, hell, our daily drivers have 400.
I know. Trailblazers.
Yeah, so whatever, you know, the ZR1 isn't really much to sneeze at anymore. Who sneezes at cars? You ever sneezed at a car?
Sneezed at a car?
Well, it's nothing to sneeze at.
No, can't say that I have.
So that's one rumor.
Yeah.
The other rumor is, well, just as controversial, I think, is a way to put it.
Another movie?
Yeah. The Fast and the Furious 4.
Still fast, still furious.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The Fast and the Furious. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all know that we couldn't get enough of the first three. Okay, I'm going to admit, the third one?
I liked the first and the third one the best out of them.
I didn't mind the third one. It was all drifting crap, but it was still, the story wasn't terrible.
No.
Well, they're saying that the Camaro is going to wind up in four, a la Transformers, you know, that sort of thing. So
as long as it's not drifting all over the road.
Oh, God. I don't understand. Let's see how fast we can go slow.
Yeah. Basically.
Around corners.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Call me un-American. I don't know. The question that you brought up, Chris, is who's going to build it?
Right.
You know, obviously, they can't use, you know, one of the concepts, you know, because those are way too expensive. Would Celine mock another one up?
Yeah, take another GTO?
I don't know. Who knows? I think it's a wonderful thing that more movies are interested in this car.
Sure.
You know, because if it was... Well, heck, when the Fast and the Furious came out in 2002, the original one, was there even an American car in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, obviously, the Wheelie King.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was like almost like a sideshow.
There was a Mustang or something in it, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was like a cameo. It was no big deal. But they're saying that this might be the...
The star of the
movie? Well, either that or a co-star, but definitely not a little little blip on the radar, and hey, check out this Camaro with a robot with a fist on the side or whatever, the damn dragons and lettering and shit. I hate that crap. I don't get it. What's chains and stuff airbrushed on the side of the car?
Crazy.
So would you go see it? If a Camaro
I would
was
definitely
it?
Go see it.
Yeah?
I enjoyed the third one. I would definitely go see the fourth one. I didn't see any of them in the movies when they came out. I saw them on DVD.
Yeah. I never saw the second one. Was it really that stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, how could it get any dumber sometimes? You just got to wonder. Blow the welds off the intake.
Yeah.
Your floorboards magically fall out of your car. Well, seriously, that's the two rumors that are going around.
Yeah. What have you guys been hearing? Anything else?
Yeah.
Any other rumors flying around?
Or anything you want us to comment on, kind of like what we did our little Siskel and Ebert commentary
yeah.
style. Give us a buzz. You know the number, but if you don't...
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
It's just that easy.
You know, we didn't get a whole lot of commentary on moving the date like we mentioned last week.
No. You know what? I didn't put up a poll either I said I was going to. I dropped the ball on that.
Who cares? I don't think anybody else does.
I think we're going to keep it.
Yeah, let's just keep it. It's our routine. And one guy said it was fine. But if we moved it, it'd be fine too. So there you have it. But one person did call in.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Chris. This is Overclock 350. Just calling in and say thanks for my nitrous kit. And whenever I finally blow my engine spraying too much, I'll know where to get all my technical help. CamaroZ28.com. Thanks again.
Well, I guess our winner finally claimed his nitrous kit.
That's right. It's only been a month or so. I had to pick up the phone and make a call saying, look, you know, do you want this thing or not? Because otherwise, I'm sure I could find a good use for it. But yeah, that was Overclock 350.
Excellent.
He won our previous contest. Maybe we'll do another one later on.
Yeah. Well, I bet he was ecstatic to get that phone call.
Yeah, well, we also had the third place winner that misheard us and thought that
he won the nitrous kit.
He was so thrilled, and I had to call him and let him down, and I felt rotten. But you know what? He said that it sparked his interest. He sent me a PM. He said it sparked his interest, and he's looking at some of the vendors on the board. You know, Harris Speedworks, Nitro Dave, Nitrous Express.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he was looking and researching kits, and he's probably going to get one anyway. So
nice.
He was still just as happy just to have his interest sparked. So that's good. Worked out well.
Just a reminder, you can get this show on iTunes. Just bring up the program, click on the podcast section. You can subscribe, and our podcasts are downloaded every time they're released. In fact, I just heard today they're releasing another new iPod.
Oh, I heard about that too.
The iPod Touch. Did you check it out? It looks exactly like the iPhone.
Sounds a little kinky.
I think it looks pretty damn sweet to me.
Does it?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm happy with that video iPod that I hardly use. I'm going to hook it up to the Trailblazer, though.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to have. But yeah, iTunes, man.
iTunes, best place to get our show.
Well, let's see. We just celebrated our two-year anniversary of the show last week. We've been syndicated in iTunes for at least...
a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half out of that.
I got us into iTunes pretty quick.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So all you iTunes listeners, you know, rock on or whatever. You keep tuning.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
So anyway, we're just talking about movies. Transformers DVD.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty amazed that it's coming out this soon.
I agree. I really do.
I just went to the movies last weekend,
mm-hmm.
and Transformers is still showing at AMC, where we saw it on the 4th, uh-huh. the day before the 4th of July. It's still showing there.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're already saying it's going to be released on DVD and HD.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, screw Blu-ray. I just started another fight somewhere on the board. It's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's supposed to be like pretty heavy duty with...
lots of commentary, lots of info from...
groundbreaking interactivity with it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And I guess there's a rumor of a contest coming up or sweepstakes or something where you could win a Bumblebee Camaro.
Yeah, one of three, I think it said, the press release.
Really?
It was one of three Bumblebee Camaros, yeah.
It wouldn't be October of next year, would it? No, it'd have to be this year. That'd be way too long.
Right. October 16th.
Dude. Wow.
So maybe a to-be-determined Camaro Bumblebee? Huh? Let's start that rumor.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. All the nerds are getting excited just thinking about it.
The car did look pretty sweet when we saw it in person. It,
that color is, you know, even in the, again, you got to see the that car in person, because the movie can't capture that, that what is it, gold? Is it caramel?
Gold, yellow?
Yeah, it depends on where you're standing.
Right.
You got to see that car in person, and it's on tour, and, you know, we try to keep the tour, you know, the Camaro Concepts tour in the fifth gen section there up to date, but it's hard to tell, man. Get out and see it, we always say. I guess it's time once again. Pick a link from our links database at CamaroZ28.com/links.
Yes.
And you know what that brings next?
I tell you what, I'm thinking like you are.
Look up, see what you got up the hood. This is a website. Why would they be bored without a review? We're going to be on a website.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
That's right. It's time for the site of the week again. So, Chris, just pull it up there in the website, in your browser there, and what is it?
It's the Southern
what?
Camaro Firebird and Bike Association.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Was that on the website?
Yeah, it sure was.
Good thing we're not at work, huh? So what is it again?
It's this.
What, the exhaust fumes getting to you?
Yeah, I guess so. Woo. The Southern Camaro F-Body Associate. Or, I don't know. there's too many letters in there. It's the Southern Camaro. I got to bring the damn site up again.
Go ahead. What?
The Southern Camaro and Firebird Association.
And the website is? Go ahead, fire it up again.
SCFBA.info. No, we're not firing it up again.
Yeah. Very prominent type of site.
Yes.
That was funny. It was almost like I was standing in a garage and I was trying to talk to you while somebody's on the dyno or something.
Revving it up.
Cool site. What do they got to offer?
Oh, lots of good stuff.
Well, let's see. Chris, fire it up again.
No, we're not firing it up again.
Lots of good stuff. Same as any other club, right? Yeah. SCFBA.info.
Yes.
Thanks for submitting your link, folks. And don't forget, you can submit yours as loud as you want to make it at CamaroZ28.com/links.
Good times.
Wow, that is pretty loud. Anything else, Chris?
Just want to remind you all that we have a wiki. It's CamaroWiki.com. It's a collaborative information for Camaro. And go check it out.
Yeah, if you think you know something about the Camaro, prove it. That's right, bring it.
That's all I have for today.
Yeah, I guess that's it for me, too. Well, this is a fun episode.
Yeah, sure.
Got a little rumors that we just perpetuated and started a few fist fights on the board and blew our
still
eardrums out
here.
on the exhaust fumes. No cats, huh? No cats?
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. What do you say, Chris?
All right, we'll see ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
It's the Southern Camaro.
I still can't hear you.
Ah, screw it.